Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The weird thing is, like, she wants to be a ninja, but she keeps referencing Chinatown.
Yeah,
dog, she was Chinese. A Miss USA finalist.
Oh no! Wait, so she's an actual comedian, though?
Hold on a second.
She is.
Wait, she's not even a comedian. Okay, so somebody wrote this on Reddit. So let me fill in the lore. The woman in the video is in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Tug. You know what you just reminded me of? Mm-hmm. You know what I saw for the first time? It's like this white girl. She's a comedian. Mm-hmm. And she made a song about being a ninja. Have you not heard of this?
No. Recently?
I thought I was the only one, dog. It goes, I want to… Hold on a second, what? Bro. You got to hear this shit.
What? She's fucking around or she's serious?
I think she's fucking… She's a comedian.
Okay.
But it's fucking racist and hilarious, dog.
Oh, it's racist. Okay.
It's… I think she's a comedian. But okay. It's hella racist.
Yeah.
It's a white girl. Blonde white girl. Uh-huh.
Alright. Kind of slapping. Sounds like a fucking theme song to like an 80s action show or something. Yep.
I shut my Murphy bed, sat down to scratch my head. What could this day bring? It could be anything.
Oh, so like she's in regular clothes. I thought she was gonna be like in a ninja outfit.
Go girl, we'll save the day. Child will not get away. It didn't take me long to find the ticking bomb. I took off in my Jeep.
Coming.
One day he pulled a ninja move. It got me to be cool. You know what? Maybe I too could be ninja. I want to be ninja.
Oh, no.
I want to be ninja.
No, the accent and everything.
Take Chow down to Chinatown. I want to be ninja.
No, bitch.
I started training hard. I think I could go far.
What the fuck is this, man? Why does she bust out the fucking accent out of nowhere? And what is this? Is there like a stand-up show that she's doing? Like, why is she in like a dress at a like looks like a formal event.
Dog, I don't fucking know.
I need the context of this, man.
But I don't even know what the song is about. I think it's about her getting dumped or something. But now she needs to train like a ninja. I want to be ninja. Dog, there's videos of her performing this song at like Chinese events. The Chinese people hired her for this. Oh
my fucking God. Well, that's even worse. The fact that fucking ninjas are from Japan.
That's what I'm saying. It's hilarious. It's so blatantly racist. Oh, it's actually fucking funny. I saw this. I thought it was like a video.
Yeah.
From like the 80s. But then she said Netflix. I'm like, wait, hold on a second. This was recent.
Damn,
that is fucking wild.
That is pretty awful.
I want to be ninja.
And she's like actually fucking going for it, you know?
Original song called I Want to Be Ninja. N-E-E-N-J-A.
Oh no, she spelled it that way too. Oh.
It's so weird because in the beginning of the song, it's so normal.
She fucking busts out the accent on the hook out of nowhere.
And
like,
she goes, wait. I could be ninja too. I want to be ninja.
Like even as a comedy, like I swear to God, bro, you only get passes when it's on fucking Asians. Shitting on Asians like that. You know what I mean?
Dog.
Like if that was in any other ethnic group, like.
The worst part about that is I couldn't stop laughing. And I'm like, dude, I should be way more offended.
Yeah, because it's so ridiculous.
It's like the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life.
How can you not laugh at it? Because it's like from fucking left field. It sounds like she's just singing a fucking song. And all of a sudden…
I too can be ninja.
Yeah. The hook fucking comes and it, like, yo, what?
What the fuck is that? It's so… What is that?
Oh, man.
Never in my life have I heard something like that.
But hey, you know what though? Where I have to give props is the creativity coming up with us. People might think, yo, man, anybody could come up with a song like… Yeah, you try.
You try making a song like that.
Well, the thing that's really throwing me off is she's wearing a dress, a formal dress, and the audience is in formal wear as well. And it looks like they're in like a ballroom of sorts or something like that. And it's not like she's on a stage. She's like just on the floor with a mic. It looks like a fucking intermission in a wedding or something.
And the weird thing is like she wants to be a ninja, but she keeps referencing Chinatown.
Yeah, I know.
Dog, she was Chinese. A Miss USA finalist.
Oh, oh no. Wait, so she's an actual comedian though.
Hold on a second. She's not even a comedian. Okay, so somebody wrote this on Reddit. So let me fill in the lore. The woman in the video is Jennifer Murphy, a former Apprentice contestant and Miss USA finalist.
Okay.
So several years ago, this video of her singing it at a launch party for her line of Murphy beds. Those beds that fold into a wall. Murphy Beds has lost his trademark. She's not related to the inventor of them. With a rightfully annoyed Asian woman standing right in front of her as she sings it.
What the fuck does this song have anything to do with promoting a bed?
So she explains the story behind the song in this video. Essentially, she liked Ryan Higa's How to Be Ninja viral videos from a while back, as well as has an Asian friend who likes to do an impression of Mr. Chow, Ken Jeong's character from The Hangover.
Oh, no.
To be fair, if it wasn't so racist of her to be doing it, I understand how it could just be her having fun making videos with her friends. Though, even though then the racism is still a bit cringy, I guess. That's fucking crazy.
So she's not even a fucking comedian.
So it was for a promotion of her Murphy beds.
Yeah. Which has nothing to fucking do with the bed, but the inspiration from it is she just thought it was funny.
From a Ryan Higa video and Ken Jeong.
Yeah. Wow, bro. Okay. That's…
But listen, she's a Miss USA pageant contestant. She's pretty fucking dumb. I get it. So in our past podcast, I talked about a dumb person.
I know. She's
twins.
Yes. I mean, you could call her Mrs. ASAP, but come on, bro.
I'm not giving it a pass. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This is where I said, like, there are people in this world that I'm not saying that are stupid as an insult. I'm saying…
As a matter of fact.
And this is one of those people of… Oh, you're dumb.
But the pageant contestants have to be politically correct. Like super politically correct. You know? To appeal.
Those things are told to her by her coach.
That's true. Fucking hell,
she's
man.
She's dumb. Because she's like, no. You guys have to understand. This was inspired by Ryan Higa.
So it makes it okay.
Yeah.
Because an Asian person did it.
And this is… I'm doing the voice of Ken Jeong. Ken Jeong is Korean. Chinatown is Chinese.
Ninja
is Japanese.
No, she doesn't even know. That, oh, God.
She
man.
Did this as a commercial for her Murphy
That's fucking
beds.
Wild, bro. So that's why they're all dressed in like formal clothes, because it's a fucking launch event for
Dude,
her shit.
That Asian lady in the back looks pissed. And rightfully so.
How would you not be? If I was fucking standing there, I would have been like, bitch, what the fuck? I would have stopped that shit, bro. I would have yelled at her like, what the fuck?
I got to tell you this, though.
Yeah.
It's fucking catchy.
All right. Well, thanks for ruining my day, bro. I mean, I was perfectly fine with knowing that that didn't exist. You know, I did not need to know the existence of that shit.
How crazy is it that now her notoriety is not the Miss Ninja thing, or not? It's not the Miss. What's it called? Miss USA.
Yeah.
See, I called her Miss Ninja. It's not Miss USA.
You already fucking got inceptions, man.
It's literally from this fucking song. They go, Jennifer Murphy. This is Wikipedia, by the way.
Yeah.
Jennifer Murphy is an American YouTube personality and former beauty pageant contestant.
Oh, she's a YouTuber as well, huh?
Hey, shout outs to you, man. You got balls, bitch. You got fucking balls,
no,
man.
No, you're just fucking stupid.
Like I said, there are people in this world that it's not that you can't be mad at them. You can be mad. But then when I look at them, I go, wow, you're actually dumb.
It's like, what else did you expect?
Yeah.
Now that you have just even the smallest idea of what kind of person this is, what else would you expect?
It's like you're not arrogant. You're not evil. You're just dumb.
It's just pure stupidity. Idiocy.
Like there's nothing behind those eyes. It's like when you, if you shook your head, it's like two marbles just clanking around in there. You're fucking dumb. How hilarious, dude. Yeah.
It reminds me of a conversation that I had many years back. I was talking to this girl. And it was when the Japanese tsunami happened, you know, and thousands of people obviously lost their lives. And somehow the conversation came up and I was like, yeah, it's fucking devastating. Like, think about the families, you know, of those victims, like kids, wives, husbands, whatever, moms, dads. She's like, yeah, but what about the dogs? I said, excuse me? She's like, the dogs. So many dogs died. I was like, okay, I understand. I understand that like animal life, we're talking about human, it's kind of different. It's
That's
like,
fucking.
It's like, no, but nobody's talking about the dogs. It's like, forget the human. I was like,
what? Who am I talking to right now?
I said, I'm done. I turned, because it was in a group setting. I turned the other way.
She goes, but wait.
I want to be ninja. No,
but she was dead serious. Like, it was pure. Like, okay, I understand you love animals.
But that's inappropriate.
Yeah, thousands of fucking people just lost their lives. It was like the same week that this happened, you know? I'm like, that's fucking horrible. She's like, but what about the dogs? And it was so pure, but so stupid. And I looked at her. I gave her a second because I'm like, is she serious? I couldn't tell. Oh, shit, she is serious. Oh, shit.
That is fucking wild.
Yeah, but those are the type of people, you know? It's like, it's pure, but at the same time, I got to draw that hard line in the sand, bro. Like, that is it.
This just goes to show, looks really do go a very long way.
Oh, 100%.
You know,
in a place like LA especially.
Dude, obviously, she's like a Miss USA beauty pageant. She's like, you know, like Miss USA people too, they're not really the hottest. Like, I always looked at them like,
yeah, they're not.
Like, they're whatever. They're like…
Yeah.
You know, just from, who am I to judge? But I'm just saying from, you know, what we see on Instagram and everything else, I'm like, these women look substantially better than them. But, you know, when I was doing streaming for a little bit, right? That lasted about.
Oh, you were doing streaming?
Yeah, I was doing streaming online. The fucking Twitch and shit.
Uh-huh. Like gaming?
No. Oh. I was just talking, chatting on YouTube Live and stuff like
that. Yeah.
So somebody brought up this question, right? Which was very, very interesting. It was, what height is too short for the girls in the chat to date, right? And I asked this, right? And then, you know, at first they were giving kind of like the politically correct answer, right? And I say, hey, I'm not judging you. This is just a live stream. Like, you could say what fucking ever. Nobody knows who you are here. Yeah. They're not seeing your face. Let's just be honest. Would you date a short guy? I said this. Would you date somebody who is short, who has everything that you like, right? Or would you date somebody who's taller that kind of doesn't have everything, right? Mm-hmm. And they all said taller. And yeah, I was like, what? I was like, what if they're the same height as you? Is that too short? Like, way too short. And one girl gave an answer that was very honest and I really appreciated. And she goes, well, I kind of don't want to say. I was like, no, just be honest. Just say what you want to say. And she goes, I don't know what it is, but there's something about being with a taller guy that makes me feel safe, right? It has nothing to do. It's like, maybe it's like, it's weird because we now live like in this 21st century where we shouldn't have to think about this type of stuff, but it's the idea that this guy is physically bigger than me that makes me feel comfortable.
So, but here's the thing. Having a preference is perfectly fine. But once you start discriminating, you know, because of that, that's a different story. It's like this, man. Oh, you're 5'6", too short. Oh, you're 130 pounds, too fat. I want you to be 105 pounds. I want you to be more petite.
Yeah.
You know, there's a preference and then there's discrimination and like just being hateful, right? Yeah. And it's like, come on, man. Like, don't fucking judge somebody based off a physical fucking trait. You know, like,
you know, and this is a really interesting like online debate that I hear a lot about, which is like the double standard of what women can say about a guy's physicality versus what a guy can say about a girl.
Exactly.
And, you know, I wouldn't say it necessarily, it hasn't really bothered me so much, but I do understand that double standard, right? So for example, like a girl could say, oh, well, he's not really buff, right? But if a guy says, well, you're too fat, it's like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Fucking judge me based on my looks. I'm a beautiful person. I don't give a fuck what you think.
Yeah.
It's like, but you literally told him that physically he's not fit enough to be with
That's
you.
What I'm saying. That's
so
what
it's
I'm
like,
saying.
That's kind of a double standard. Yeah. You know, when it was put like that, I didn't really think like that. I'm like, oh, that is a big double standard there.
Yeah.
Like, why is that? Why is that acceptable?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, once the discrimination starts to happen because of physical traits, that's where I got to kind of draw the line and be like, yo, that's…
Yeah, because I'm okay with preferences, right? But if you're… I guess, you know, if I think about it like that, from what, you know, I read online was… If you're allowed to vocally state what your physical preferences are of the person that you want to be with… They should be able to say the same thing back
exactly,
to you.
Exactly. 100%.
You know?
100%.
Because then it's not, hey, now it's even, right? Yeah. It's squared up. If you're like, oh, this guy's kind of too fat, then he'd be like, oh, well, you're kind of too fat for me too.
Yeah.
And it can't be, oh, how dare you say this about my weight? It's like, you said the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You got, look, if you can dish it, you got to be ready to take it and receive it, you know? And it's like, it needs to be an equal playing field. You can't have your fucking cake and eat it too. You know what I mean? Like, if you want gender equality with things, then equal playing field for both in the dating context.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, bro, I've seen like, you know, people post like messages and shit or like conversations that they have with people that they meet on online dating. And the height thing always comes up. And like, to the point where some girls fucking roast the dude because, like, first question they ask, how tall are you? You know? Oh, I'm like 5'9". It's like, too short, pass, right? Like, yo, you just gonna fucking write off somebody completely based on that fact alone?
Well, 5'9"'s not too… Well, I get
it. It's not.
Five,
I mean, it's 5'9
is short? Jesus.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like girls… I mean, some girls are like, no, 6'2 minimum.
Like, I remember back in the day when, you know, we would go to clubs or lounges, right? I'm not saying I'm the pick of the fucking litter, but there are certain people that I know… Looks wise, that I'm somewhat better than. And there would always be that one girl who I call the fucking coochie vulture that's just hovering around her fucking friends, right?
Yeah.
You walk up to them, she goes, we're good. I'm like,
Yeah.
Nobody's talking to you,
I ain't
Gargoyle.
Talking to you, exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
What the fuck are you talking about? They're no, we're okay. We're okay.
There's always the gatekeepers, you know what I mean?
There's this weird gatekeeper too. It's like, first of all, nobody's talking to you. And like, I remember this time I was at this club, you know, it was like a mainly an Asian club and we're walking by. And by the way, I wasn't even trying to hit on fucking nobody. I was trying to go up to the bar and get my drink.
Yeah.
Girl walks up, this fucking salamander face bitch walks up to me, right? And she just goes, we're okay. And I go, we're okay with what? And she goes, we're okay. And I'm like, do you think I'm a waiter or something? She goes, we don't want to talk to you. I'm like, I'm getting a drink. Get out of my way. She goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, what did you think I was doing? She's like, you're in front of the fucking bar.
Yeah.
Right? And then her friends looked over. She goes, oh, she's so sorry. And her friends started laughing their ass off. They're like, no, I didn't know you want a drink. I was like, first of all, that's kind of rude.
Yeah, dude, come on, man. You sharing a common space. Now, if I approached you and I fucking said something, I understand the reaction. If I'm in the general vicinity, don't fucking assume I'm trying to talk to you.
Also, it's like, you horse face bitch. Unless the only reason why I'll be coming up to you is to give you a carrot. Like, I don't know what the fuck
you're talking. You look fucking hungry, Mr. Yeah. Ed. All right. So I'm trying to give you a carrot.
I can't believe she said that to me.
Let me ask
so mean.
Let me ask you this, though. Was your first club experience a good one or a bad one?
It was when awkward.
You first went clubbing.
Very awkward.
Very awkward. Why?
Because I just didn't know what to do. I was super awkward.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to ask girls to dance
with me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing. I felt super fucking insecure. It was loud as shit.
I get that. My first club experience was, it started off awkward for the same reasons. I'm kind of there. I don't know like what the vibe is, like how to interact, you know? I was like, all right, you know what? Fuck it. I see, you know, girls dancing on the floor. I'm going to just go dance with them, right? And I started dancing with one girl. And then like she starts getting freaky on me. Like I'm saying, rubbing her fucking punan between my…
Had a little snail trail on your leg.
Yeah, exactly. Leaving that fucking snail trail. And then two of her friends join and then fucking start getting… So I got two girls fucking rubbing their, you know, vag on both my thighs. And then
that
another…
That was not my experience
and then,
at all.
And then… One of them fucking straight grabs my dick. I said, yo, clubbing is fantastic. This is my first experience.
It did not happen to me that way. I walked up to a bar to get a drink and a girl told me, no, thank you.
We're good.
No, thank you. I want a drink, lady. And I wasn't even talking to you.
No, my first club experience, I was 18 though. I went to an 18 and over club. And so I couldn't get alcohol, but let me tell you. I wasn't missing out on the alcohol because I was getting…
You can only get alcohol. That shit… I just remember just like… The guys too… The creepy guys were always the weirdest ones. Like I remember there was these type of dudes that would just sit around a club. They would never approach women. Oh, and they would just be sitting there just like… Oh, dude, that girl hella fine. It's like you're not even talking to them, dude. You fucking creeps.
I know. Those dudes are fucking weird, man.
Yeah.
Like
it's always guys in the corner, dude, not talking to any girls.
No, one time I was at a Vegas club, right? This dude fucking got a suite for himself. He had multiple fucking girls because like, you know, the bouncers or whatever bring girls in, right? And then there were like 7-8 girls. They had like Dom Perignon and just fucking popping bottles. This dude just sitting in the seat, hat on, sunglasses, like hands in his pocket, not even talking to the girls.
Creep.
Yeah, and the girls are just partying and just fucking basically partying off his shit. And they just keep ordering. But I did not see him talk to a… Because his booth was right next to ours, you know? I'm looking at this dude like…
What are you doing?
You just flexing? Like you just come here because you're fucking bored. You got money and you just sit… Because
awkward dude. Yeah, not
talking to them. Yeah, not talking to them. Not even looking at them or engaging with them. I'm like, that's the fucking weirdest… flex I've ever seen, man.
See that girl who insulted me, that's the guy you say it to. Not me. Say it to him.
But he's fucking, he's giving them fucking nice bottles though, you know, nonstop. And then letting them party for free.
That's fucking crazy. That's definitely somebody, like, we've heard people say this a million times over where it's like, if you were a dweeb before you had money, now you're just a dweeb with money.
Yeah.
And you see that a lot in people, right? People who are just like trash human beings who kind of get money and they get fame. And then they think that they're one of the cool people. So they flex super hard.
San Francisco in a nutshell. After the tech boom,
all of
a sudden, you know, like it became a cock fest over there. You had what you just said, like people who weren't exactly socially adept, didn't have a lot of friends. Now they got a lot of money. So what did they do?
They booked the movie called Shang-Chi. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That one was… I heard it.
I had to do it. I have to do it because it's just so funny now.
Low-hanging fruit, huh?
Yeah.
No, but yeah.
Low-hanging Chinese fruit.
Low-hanging ninja.
Low-hanging ninja.
But yeah, those guys just fucking go around…
I'm kidding, guys, by the way. I'm fucking kidding.
They go around flexing their wealth because they don't know what else to do except that, you know?
Yeah.
And I've heard from like many girls that live up in the Bay, like how fucking lame they are.
Yeah.
They don't know how to talk about anything except their wealth and money and their job, you know? And then they just want you to know, I got a lot of fucking money.
Bro, there's this one dude, he's an Asian person that's in the celebrity circle. Everybody knows who he is. I'll tell you, if I said his name, you know who he is too. This motherfucker, dog, like,
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
My lovely genius brain farts. This podcast is brought to you by Fume. Ever try to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've been there too, but here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up. It's about switching up, baby. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. What is Fume, you ask? Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy that makes replacing your bad habit easy. I keep one in my car just because I'm a fidgety guy. And guess what? I'd be puffing on that delicious herbal tea vapor, my friends. Nothing bad for you in there. And definitely, definitely fun to use. My friends, start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/genius and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use my code genius to help make starting the good habit that much easier. Start the good habit at tryfume.com/genius to save 10% off the journey pack today.
Hey all, it's David So, and if you want to listen to Genius Brain without ads, now you can. Just go to geniusbrain.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free. You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting my show too. That's geniusbrain.supercast.com. Thanks.
He is such a fucking dweeb. Like he married, I don't know, I don't personally know him like that, but when I first met him, all this dude did was talk about his money, the people that he knew. Oh, and you know, like the way people name drop is so fucking obvious. He goes, yeah, you know, like he was, this is not what he said, but he'd be like, yeah, I'd be hanging out with, you know, Ush. I'm like, who's Ush? Oh, you know, Usher. Like, okay, guy, relax. Fucking dweeb. Yeah. But you know, obviously now that he has money, he could had this persona and portray himself a certain way because a lot of people let him get away with it because they want things from him.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here just like, dog, you are such a fucking dweeb,
bro. You're so lame, man. The people who fucking do that shit, dude. That's what I fucking always hated about like being kind of like in entertainment or like in that LA scene. Like even when I was doing music, you know, you rub shoulders with these types of people. Yeah, just love to fucking name drop, talking about all this big shit. I'm sorry, did I fucking ask? Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck who you're hanging out with or where you were last night. I don't give a fuck. Why are you volunteering?
Always do that shit,
yeah,
dude.
Why are you volunteering information?
And by the way, just for people to understand this, there's a difference between a dweeb and a nerd. Nerd is cool. Dweeb is a little bitch. Like nerds means like you just, you know, geek out over fucking things. Nerds and geek has a positive connotation to me. A dweeb is a fucking dweeb, dude. You could be a nerd and a geek and not be a dweeb. Dweebs are that. You know what I mean? And it's like these guys that always think that they try to pretend like they're cool all the fucking time. And they're so exhausting, man. It's like, Jesus Christ. Is the only thing that you could talk about is like, number one, it's like bitches you fucked, how much money you have, what you're driving. It's like, listen, if I took all that money away from you, you would be nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody would be around you.
But here's the fucked up thing is that the world that we live in, that's a big factor. You know, the fact that they got money, they can do that, talk like that, act like that. Why? because we fucking give
the worst.
We give them the pass. We fucking idolize, you know, wealth and that type of status, that type of like lifestyle. And so, you know, it keeps spawning these fucking creatures.
And they're usually guys. It's always these fucking men that are always the ones that feel like they have this perception of what an alpha male is.
Oh, bro. Right? Come on. Don't even.
Hey, man. Top G, baby.
Yeah, top G.
Top G. They'll see somebody like
when he was in fucking jail and he fucking was riding with the full head of hair. It's like, bro, do you see what you got on the top of your head? That is not a full head of hair, man.
Dude, that fool got jacked in jail. He was huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Do you have weights in there? Why the fuck are you so big?
But yeah, the full head of hair thing was hilarious. He's like, I'm looking in the mirror. Now with my full head of hair, it's like, in what world is that a full head of hair, my man?
Dude, that dude. That's the type of guy that Andrew Tate attracts, right? So Andrew Tate will say, the whole weird thing about Andrew Tate is like, you know, people will clip things where he says something that's very, very smart. So they go, see, he's not a bad guy. It's like, well, we could clip a lot of things from people who say, you know, relatively intelligent things, but the stuff that they spew that's very hateful and mean, it's not the stuff that we're going to agree with. You know what I mean? So when he, you know, tells, you know, like, shut up, bitch, and go make me a sandwich, it's like, dog, that's fucking misogynistic and sexist as fuck.
Yeah, but here's the thing too, is that like, I'm not going to say I firmly believe, but I somewhat believe, yeah, that he's playing a character.
For the money.
And he knows what he's doing. Like Colby Covington.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. They know who their audience is and they're just fucking milking the shit out of them. And getting fucking rich and famous along the way.
And that arguably might make him even a worse person, right? Because
For sure.
Because like with the ripple effect that he has on like a young man's mind.
Yeah.
And the way that, you know, they believe that they are owed like women's affection because, oh, I'm a top G. I make money. This is how women are going to like me. It's like, okay.
You think they give a fuck, man? You think they have a moral compass like that? Once you make that fucking decision, that conscious decision of this is what I'm going to be and this is how I'm going to make money. Bro, you leave that shit in the rear view, man.
But most of the people that do talk like that are the ones without money, which is so fucking weird. They go, see, this is how women are. It's like, bro, you're not even in the conversation. Andrew Tate doesn't even accept you in his group.
Yeah.
You're the fucking loser. You're the talking
bottom
about.
G, you know?
You're fucking bottom. You're the one getting fucked in the ass. Yeah. Like, he's not even including you in the conversation. And they're like, see what he says about women? It's like, no. You're not in the conversation.
But that's the thing. He gives that sense of confidence, you know? He emboldens these type of people who like need a coping mechanism, right?
Yeah.
They got no fucking love from women, no game with women. So what do they think? They become incels.
Yeah.
Like, fuck these women. They don't know what the hell they're missing out on. Why? Because they're fucking stupid. And I'm too fucking alpha for them. That's why. And then they cope. They cope with their inferiority complex, you know? That's what these guys know that they're doing.
And you know what I've been watching online that I really fucking hate that's super fucking annoying? It's like these red pill guys, right? Well, they will interview some of the dumbest women ever. It's like, do you think that these women are representative of like a majority of the women in this world?
I know.
They are literally dumb.
Yeah.
Like, they make money by showing their fucking pussy. This is where they put value in themselves. I'm not saying all women are like that are on like OnlyFans or whatever.
Yeah.
But the ones that they specifically bring on to their podcasts or shows are the ones that intellectually cannot defend themselves.
Vapid and superficial. Like,
exactly. Like, nothing. You never bring on a woman who's like, who can actually speak up for herself, right? And it's just weird watching them just bully them.
Well, because the thing is, it serves their agenda, right? I mean, that's the game, right? And that's why there's so much divisiveness in this country, because social media really serves as the platform for serving all of this message, hate message and agendas. And then it becomes tribe mentality. It's like you're one or the other, but then it's not like you can have a civil conversation. If you're on the other side, I fucking hate you and you're an idiot. Right? And that's what it is. They bring on fucking girls like that again because.
Like, see, this is how women are. What do you mean, women?
See, she said it. She's a woman. Like, no, this doesn't represent the average fucking woman in this country, man.
Yeah.
Get somebody educated with their, you know, with proper intellect and thoughts and opinions on things.
Well, and that's why, by comparison, they always look so intelligent. It's like, yeah, if you're talking to a doorknob, you're going to look smart. You're going to be the one who's obviously has more words to say because the doorknob's not going to say much, right? Watch these girls all listening to this podcast. They're like, how fucking dare you? It's like, well, hey, you didn't do a good job fucking defending your gender, all right? So what can I say?
Well, that's not their job to do that. You know, they speak for themselves. But the thing is, they just don't do a good, very good job of even speaking for themselves.
Well, yeah, it's not what they're good at.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, they know it. The how they make their money is by
enticing. They bring him in to be a punching bag. Let's be honest, bro. That's what they're
doing.
Yeah,
that's what I don't like. It's like, God damn, why you gotta fucking bully these girls, dude?
Yeah. But again, they have an agenda to carry out because it's tied to their status and their wealth. And so they'll willingly and consciously do it, which again, I mean, because look, man, even things like Fox News, right? In light of the fucking lawsuit against them right now, a bunch of emails and texts from the host there have been coming out. Tucker Carlson just shitting on Donald Trump, saying what a shitty human being he is. Guys like Sean Hannity, who in public on the camera are very supportive, are very, you know, pro-Trump, or behind the scenes, they're like, oh my fucking God, look at this shit that's going on, when the insurrection, right? So these guys know what the fuck they're doing. They're smart motherfuckers, but they decide to do that because their fame and their wealth and their power is all tied to that.
Fucking clicks and the views.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a weird place that we're, I mean, onto that topic too, because we were talking about, we are going to talk about this because I found this video fucking crazy. There's so many things that are happening in this video of Tekashi 6ix9ine getting jumped at a fucking LA Fitness. I don't even understand.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing in an LA Fitness?
That was the first question.
I still don't get it.
Yeah. It's like, bro, you got enough money to go to Equinox.
And number two, why you got booty cheek shorts on?
Because he's a fucking troll. Let's be honest. You can't question anything that guy does because he's a troll.
Like,
he knows it. And like what had happened there. Like, it was a matter of time.
Like, bro, don't ever talk about thuggery anymore in your life. I could see your coochie through those shorts.
But that's the whole thing, right? Is that his image, how he portrays himself, and then what he talks about, there's clearly, you know, a gap there, right? But that's his shtick, is just fucking trolling people. And he's been doing that for, you know, how many years now? What, 7 years, 6 years, whatever? It was, like I said, it was bound to catch up. I mean, this motherfucker was trolling real gangs, coming to LA and fucking like trolling real, like OG Crip members, right? What he would do is he would post a fucking Instagram story of himself, like at the, oh yeah, I'm at, you know, so-and-so mall right now, just chilling, you know, and then he'll talk shit about these guys. But then he was there 2 hours ago and he just took video and he uploaded it. So those guys end up going to the mall right away. And then he posts another video laughing at them. It's like, y'all motherfuckers are stupid. I was there too. It was only a matter of time, man. You can't fucking, you know, keep instigating like that. And
you know what the weird thing is? It's like just reading the comments and what people, like, this is what I mean, how I really do believe people like Andrew Tate and Tekashi 6ix9ine, they kind of fall into the same category because they're playing this character to fatten their pockets,
mm-hmm.
but they're leaving this 70% of the audience doesn't even know that.
Yeah, right.
And it's bringing out the worst in people, or these terrible people are finding somebody to champion.
Yeah.
Right. So, for example, when they talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine, the people who love Tekashi 6ix9ine the most are a bunch of clout chasing kids who want to be him so bad. They go, what's the problem with this? Why can't I do it too?
Yeah.
And so for example, when obviously he snitched on everybody, right? The Trayway gang or whatever, whatnot, right? They go, the conversation behind that and defending him is saying, well, wouldn't you do the same? It's like, listen, of course I would do the same. But now you're bringing up a different conversation. And this is what I mean by some people are just inherently stupid. They don't understand this concept. Bringing up the idea of comparing it to another person saying, would you not snitch them out? Of course, because number one, we wouldn't have done what he did. And number two, we are civilians. He was saying he was a gang member, right? So you get what you pay for. So what we're holding him up to is the lifestyle that he portrayed.
Right.
Not a civilian going into jail for absolutely no fucking reason. The reason why people are calling him a bitch, a snitch, a little pussy, and his argument too, he goes, my whole life would have been over with and I would have went to jail. Of course, but you have to live the life that you portrayed that you said was true. That is why people are calling you a bitch, not because you weren't going to go to jail. Yeah. You're not living up to your own hype.
But that's the difference. That's the difference between a character and somebody who's about that life. Once shit gets real, then it's like, just kidding. I'm not about that life.
That's the weird thing. And people let him talk all crazy ways sideways. It's like, dude, just smack him the fuck up.
Hey, to his credit, though, he did take the beating pretty well. He took it pretty well.
I mean, he shelled the fuck up. He didn't even fight back. The dude can't even fight. It's crazy. It's like, you can't even throw fists. I'm not saying he could have won, but he didn't even swing back. You're a bitch.
Himself. Yeah. I mean, but look, man.
I saw back pussy come out of that shorts.
It was just a matter of time for it to catch up to him. I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner or that it doesn't happen more frequently. And it's not for the lack of trying. People definitely have tried, but he's a slippery motherfucker. He's a
security around him 24/7. Yeah.
But you know, here's the disturbing thing for me is that when you have the audiences, the fans of these types of people, these types of characters, what you were saying earlier, where they don't know that they're playing a character. The scarier thing and disturbing thing for me is they look at that as a formula for success.
Yeah.
This is what this person did for success. And this is this is what I need to do. And then you blur that line between character and an actual person, you know, and then they become that person for that, for the clout chase, for the fame chase, the money chase, all of that. That's what's disturbing to me is that you're influencing a lot of impressionable youth. And guys like Andrew Tate, guys like Colby Covington, guys like, you know, Tekashi 6ix9ine, who spew hateful messages. And, you know, it's like, yeah, I get it. I get what you're doing. You're playing heel. You're playing a character, right? But at the same time, it's like, yeah, you're putting some very fucking negative and like divisive shit out there.
I mean, here's a crazy thing, right? People have that argument that the internet has made people dumb. It's not the internet has made people dumb. Is that people who weren't allowed to sit at the table and speak their opinions now have a platform to speak their opinions. When you have a village idiot, guess what the village tells the village idiot to do? To shut the fuck up. We go, hey. They go, we go, like we, the village chiefs and the civilians, were like, hey, this is what we should do for the town.
Yeah.
And then the fucking village idiot comes out chewing on a stone on a tushik, you know, a little Korean tushik, right? Tushik, by the way, is a name of it's like the common name for a country ass bumpkin in Korea. A little tushik that comes out, right? He has a bowl on top of his head, chewing on a rock, and he goes, look, I have an idea, guys. And then guess what the village people do? We go, shut the fuck up, tushik, and get your fucking dumbass back there. Now, you'll find out that a majority of idiots are online, and now they have a group. And they find strength in numbers.
Yeah.
Internet never made people dumb. There was always this amount of stupid people. Most people didn't give stupid people a platform to speak because the smart people would tell them to shut the fuck up.
And now because the platform exists, they're able to band together. You know, they're able to get their message out there, you know, not just to their fucking local town or city, state, fucking worldwide on a universal level. And we have idiots all around the world, regardless of age, gender, ethnicity, background. An idiot's an idiot, right? Mm-hmm. But they see this message from somebody who has, because you can be an idiot and still have charisma,
yeah,
right? You can be an idiot and still speak well, you know? Maybe what you're speaking about is idiotic, but you just can speak it very well, right? And then they see this person to latch onto and they're like, yeah, this person is making a lot of fucking sense right now. I fuck with this person and I'm gonna support this person. And then it can even evolve into, I wanna be this person. This is what I fucking need to do. You know, he's giving me the blueprint or she's giving me the blueprint for me to get to that level. That's the fucking scary thing.
Yeah.
You know, they adopt it as reality.
It's just such a weird thing to watch, man. And like, I know people are gonna clip this, like, dude, how can you call 6ix9ine a little bitch? You wouldn't say it to his face. I 100% would. I ain't scared of that little guy.
Plenty of people have said, I mean, there's plenty of videos of.
You know, yeah. It's like, what are you talking about? Like if he was a legitimate like gang member and he was about that life, I can't say any of that shit. But he obviously put it out and said that he's not. So the idea that he was portraying this character and he's wondering why people expected him to follow through with it. It's like, you're the one who put it out there.
Hey, bro, listen, all right? You got a fucking chart, you know? You have the x-axis and the y-axis. You got your find out and you got your fuck around, right? The more you fuck around, the more you're going to find out.
And once again, only because he said that he was about that life.
Yeah, if you say you're a street dude, and you live by the code of the street, you got to honor the code of the street, right?
And he's calling other people bitches and saying right. that they're not real thugs. Right. And it's like, but you were portraying this character.
Well,
it's like,
look, they contradict themselves constantly. They're hypocritical constantly, but doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it's whatever they need to say, whatever they need to do to fucking make money, get more fame, more clicks, more views. That's what they'll do. And that's what he's done. And look, man, when I looked at it, my reaction was just more of like, well, I'm not surprised. The only thing that surprised me, like I said earlier, is that this doesn't happen more often to this guy.
Yeah.
That people don't find this guy, catch him slipping. But look, I didn't look at it and think, oh man, like, you know, I want this to happen to him all the time. And like, I wish ill will on this guy. You know what? People like that, I don't even give him the space in my head. Like, only reason why I know about this because it popped up like on the headlines, 100%, right?
Like, I'm not thinking about
it. Yeah,
him,
exactly. Exactly.
But watching it was like, oh, that's a little satisfying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, you kind of feel like this justice in the streets was served. Let's put it that way, right? Because again, this guy says he's a street dude. That's what's going to fucking happen.
These dudes too that beat him up, not very smart either. It's like, you guys too are kind of dummies
as
well.
Let's speak about that. Let's actually speak about that. Because we're in the culture now, right? Where we have these fight videos or like all these. And the first thing you see before anything, this. Just this.
Oh, 100%. Right?
Everybody's like this, you know? What's worse? What's happening? Or the people who are they just as bad as, you know, let's say if a fight is breaking
like,
out?
Well, for them too, like, you know, just very contradictory wise, like they're beating his ass because he's this clout chasing little bitch. But I'm like, you guys are clout chasing little B words to you because you were recording it, put your face on it, whatever, just so you could gain clout. You weren't trying to beat him up so he could learn a lesson. You wanted to be famous too. So you're upset at him for being you?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This whole fucking thing is weird, man.
And I know. But you know, the thing is, it's like even bystanders, right? Who just
bro, I'm a fan.
Dude, no. I saw a fucking like disturbing video of somebody in the UK, an Uber driver. This happened recently. He parked, I think, on somebody's driveway and in the back of his car is what looks like a pretty young, I don't know if she's underage or of age, but pretty young, plastered girl who's passed out. And this guy is getting ready to rape her. And then a guy comes out, sees the dude on his driveway, pulls out the phone. He's like, what are you doing, bro? What are you doing? And the guy's like, oh shit, right? He got caught. And then he gets out of the back seat and moves up in the front. And the guy's just like confronting him saying, what are you doing, bro? He's like, of all, like, and you're going to do this during Ramadan? I guess he's, you know, Muslim, right? Yeah. And he's like, you're doing this in Ramadan? And he's like, I'm sorry. But the guy recording, that's it. The only confrontation is, what are you doing? And he lets him drive away.
He wants the fame for it.
So like, dude, the guy could have fucking raped the girl down the block then. In a situation like that, you don't pull out your phone and fucking record the guy. You fucking intervene and protect some. Because look, there's two sides to this argument of like, oh, you don't have to put yourself in harm's way. Who knows what's going through that person's mind who might have a gun. There's that. I'm more on the side of like, hey, man, you see some fucking heinous shit that was about to go down, right? Imagine if that's your sister, your fucking daughter, whatever, right? A friend. You gotta fucking stop this. At least call the fucking put your fucking video app away and call the fucking cops then while you're in front of them.
Yeah,
right?
100%.
Now, Uber responded pretty quickly saying they banned this driver and contacted the police. But the thing is, the girl could have been raped already.
Yeah.
She could have been raped fucking a minute later after this. And so that's what I'm asking. What's worse, right? Well, not even fucking what's worse. I mean, what he's trying to do is obviously heinous, but are they just as culpable? The people who are not intervening, not trying to stop, not trying to do anything, and just sitting there and fucking recording, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this is like, you know, for me, I wonder if the generation before us also thought about this with our generation. Because
that we're fucking idiots?
Yeah. Well, look, I don't know if people agree. Like, once again, we live in a very, everybody online seems to be very hyper-liberal, right? And I tend to lean more, I'm more left-leaning as well.
Both hyper-liberal, hyper-conservative.
Yeah.
There's very equal parts of that.
It's weird, right? Like, and I don't know if people are going to hate when I say this, but I'm just saying it from a person from being very speculative. I'm trying to understand, right? Like, even every little thing online, from acting, television, commercials, hot topics, everything has to do with gender. It's a weird, like, I was thinking about it the other day. It's like, I can't escape this thing. It's like, why is every little article or something trying to push this agenda of what my gender identity is, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is this? Like, who's behind this?
Well, it's a hot topic right now, right?
It's been a hot topic for so fucking long.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at our society of like, why is this the thing? Like, why is this being championed right now so fucking hard? And I'm just kind of curious. Like, I don't understand what's happening with society. I don't know if this is society as a whole, right? But maybe it's just for people who are like in LA and New York and these bigger cities where, like, for example, there was that girl who was a collegiate athlete who like almost got jumped by people because she didn't want trans males who turned into females to compete in female sports, saying it's an unfair advantage. Mm-hmm. And these activists like barricaded her and threatened her and then like kept her captive. And I'm like, what the fuck is causing these people to act this way? Like, what made you think that that was a good and appropriate idea, right? Even if you disagreed with what she thought, right? For what she was campaigning for, what made you think trying to cause bodily harm to her was a thing that you should be able to do in the name of justice? Like, yeah. What the fuck are you thinking?
Well, one, they're just not that bright. And two, hypocrisy exists across the board for anything. You know, when it serves their purpose, when it serves their agenda, it's legitimate, right? When other people are doing it and it offends them, or, you know, it's against their agenda, then no, that's not cool, right?
It's so weird, like watching stuff like that, right? Where I'm like, nobody here wants to listen, you know? And once again, you know, what that girl is campaigning for, you can agree or disagree, right? But you should be able to have a civil discussion with this person and ask them why.
Before we continue this podcast, my genius brain friends, you know, we've been teasing it for quite a while, but we got that Genius Brain Secret Society collab dropping. We got a few hats. We got a few shirt options. Things are going to be on pre-order, and it's inspired by one of my favorite animes of all time, Death Note. Inspired by, my friends. So check it out. Stay tuned. Sign up for the Secret Society email so you know when that's going to drop. We're going to do pre-orders. This shit is dope as hell. We got puff print on the trucker hats. We got puff print on the shirts. The design is amazing. I'm super hyped. A lot of anime shirts out there. The quality is so bad. I hate it so much. The designs are a little too much. They're too crazy. This right here hits the spot. And even if you don't like anime, you're going to love it. Just sign up for the email. I'll let you know when it drops. Follow me on Instagram. Follow this page. And then you guys know what's up. Love you very much. Get ready for that.
One of the things that we should talk about, you know, with this whole thing that's happening, you know, especially on the top of, not so much with like, you know, trans athletes and like the controversy behind that, was like Bud Light's commercial that they put out, right?
Yeah.
I actually didn't see the commercial, but I saw the cans. And was it only for LGBTQ or was it specifically a trans?
That I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's like for LGBTQ.
Yeah.
But
you want to talk about something that'll piss off a redneck. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, first of all, look, I felt like there was definitely pandering there. I mean, we see that time and time again. When we had the BLM, you saw the fucking pandering happening with all these companies and brands, right? And I feel like because that is a hot topic at the moment, there was definitely some pandering there. But then you go from pandering to triggering, right? And it definitely triggered a lot of these far right wing politicians and people. And, you know, you had guys like Kid Rock coming out with this, I don't know what gun he was holding, but it's like, this is what I think about your campaign. And then he like just starts shooting shit. And it's like, bro, that's so fucking lame. That's so corny, you know? What?
That's some dweeby shit right there.
That's some dweeby shit. And then there's the fucking, the eye patch politician. I forgot what his name is. He's a Republican. Mm-hmm. He was saying, yeah, this is what I think about Budweiser. Like if I have any Bud Light in the refrigerator, I'm going to get rid of all of it. So he opens his refrigerator. There's no Bud Light, first of all. But then he, I forgot this other brand. It's the same company that makes it though. Mm-hmm. He has a bunch of that stocked in the fridge. And he goes, well, there's no Bud Light. End the video. I was like, okay, first of all, that was fucking lame. Second of all, I don't think you understand that that drink that you have in there is made by the same company. So you should fucking be tossing those too. You know what I mean?
First of all, can I just express this, right? So many people were saying like, you know, I saw a bunch of people on Twitter, you know, I guess you don't really know your fucking audience. You know, I think if you guys were buying Bud Light in the way that you were saying that you do, they wouldn't have to do this because company is about dollar signs and money. So they clearly are trying to reach a tap market to buy their stuff because you guys aren't buying it enough.
Exactly.
If money was rolling in, they would never, ever, ever bite the hand that fucking feeds them.
For damn sure.
Yeah.
The pandering is happening for a reason. There's because an agenda.
Sales are exactly. Not good.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
So they're like, okay, we've tapped out this market. This market isn't really buying our stuff anymore. So let's go ahead. And that's the one thing I don't, like people have to understand, these companies don't give a fuck about your political views and ideas. They only care about money.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the bottom line.
It's straight up.
Yeah. They just look at it as an opportunity, right? I mean, that's what it is. It's being opportunistic. You see something happening in culture and society. And you're like, okay, how can we capitalize on this? How can we monetize this? That's what they do. They fucking pander. And, you know, it's just funny to me because it's like, yeah, the pandering is offensive as well. But then the people who are getting triggered, the reaction, I'm just like, it's so unnecessary. Just go about your fucking day.
Oh, yeah, you know, like what I mean? Kid Rock. What in the corny ass shit was that?
Kid Rock's been fucking corny though. Like, and coming out with this bullshit time and time again. Like, that guy is, he's a fucking asshat. But, you know, these other politicians too, man. Like, they're fucking clowns. And look, again, the thing that fucking pisses me off is some of these people, I'm not going to say all, some of these people know exactly what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and fucking Boebert, no, they don't. They're fucking idiots. They're fucking idiots. And the mental gymnastics that they go through to say this, some of the shit that they say, fucking crazy, right? But some of these other politicians and people in power, they know, man. They're pandering to that base because why? Money and power. Right.
Oh, 100%.
Money and power. Everything.
Well, you know, people kind of get duped by this where they go, see, they're actually standing up for something. They don't care. They literally do not care.
Yeah. Let's see if this happens on a continual basis.
Yeah.
If they continually have these campaigns, then you know what? Maybe I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Be like, okay, you know what? Maybe they are really trying to make some change. Even if it started as pandering. You know, maybe it led to some positive.
I wonder who was the first gay person to kind of grab the rainbow for the gay folks. They're like, that's our symbol.
I don't know.
Because I know like Hawaii's thing is like rainbows and also yeah. Irish people.
Yeah.
So I wonder what happened. That's only a little deep dive in history. I wonder how they got that.
I don't know, actually. I never looked into that. I don't know how the rainbow became the symbol.
Like yeah. The gay pride, the pride of the gay symbol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe just because there's a lot of colors and it's like representing, you know, the different.
I don't know. I just thought it was dumb. Like the way like people made such a big deal out of it. It's always so stupid.
Dude, even Jack Daniels had a backlash from going quote unquote woke. I fucking hate that word so much now, dude.
Yeah.
Because the fucking, you know, these crazy nut Republicans have adopted it and everything that they disagree with is woke now.
What did Jack Daniels do?
I think it was kind of the same thing, like had a campaign with like, I don't know if it was somebody that, you know, is part of the LGBTQ community or like something pandering to that community. But the Jack Daniels audience some of the audience or the fans did not take too kindly to it. And kind of the same thing, that so many of these videos of people throwing out all their Jack Daniels because they're like, this is what I think about your woke campaign. You know,
number one, Jack Daniels doesn't even taste good. Number two, Bud Light doesn't even taste good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know anybody who fucking asks for a Bud Light or prefers a Bud Light.
Well, the weird thing is, right, when you do this and you go, okay, I'm going to make this video to show people, fuck this company, right? You act like they fucking burned a fucking orphanage down.
You act like that's going to fucking do anything to their stock price. You know what happened with Bud Light? They hit a small dip with this backlash and went back up. Yep. It was nothing. It was a fucking negligible blip that's not even going to hit the radar in the grand scheme of things.
And all it did was remind people that Bud Light was around.
Yeah, exactly.
So it did what they did.
Yeah. So you fucking showing your opinion or your thoughts on it and you saying, oh, I'm going to fucking, throw everything away and never support these guys again means absolutely fucking nothing.
Yeah, nobody fucks.
So that's what I'm saying. Just go about your fucking day. Yeah. You know, just go about your day. Enjoy what you fucking enjoy. Try to be a good person. And that's it, man. That's it. Nobody fucking needs to see your dumbass talking about shit that ultimately doesn't matter, man.
Everybody does that too. I don't wonder why celebrities do that. Like it's happened. I forgot what it was too, but I saw this happen multiple times where a company does something and they throw it in a fire pit and they fucking light it on fire.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, right? Is that they have this idea that they need to record themselves because
Balenciaga. It was Balenciaga.
Oh, Balenciaga. Oh, yeah. I remember the whole Balenciaga shit. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I did not like that ad. I thought it was disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm not burning those things because it's so much money. I would sell it.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I don't have anything that's Balenciaga.
I still wear Yeezys.
You know what? I don't.
They're very comfortable.
I still have them. I still have them. I didn't burn them.
One of the most comfortable shoes ever, dude.
They are comfortable for sure. But for me, it's just I'm not a fan of them anymore. Not because the distaste that I have for Yeezy now. But yeah, just got played out for me.
They're so comfortable. They're like clouds. They are amazing. They feel so good.
Yeah, but it's like the Yeezy thing doesn't help. I actually. We talked about this when Yeezy was like, really fucking going off. Was yeah, I pretty much removed all his music from my playlist. You know, yeah, because it kind of got to that level where I'm just like, dude, whether he's doing this knowingly to get more notoriety and attention or whatever or not, it's because he's like mentally ill and really needs some help. Whatever the case is, I can't support it.
Damn, you're a good man, dude. I bump his shit so much. All of his old stuff.
Yeah. No, look, I'm not saying that he didn't make fire shit. He did. It's still fire.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
R. Kelly comes on. You singing along? Yes or no?
Well, I don't know. I haven't had R. Kelly. I haven't listened to R. Kelly music.
You're at a bar
years.
And all of a sudden, the remix to Ignition comes on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. That's a fucking…
you piece of shit. Did I
know? Hey, look. Look, what's catchy is catchy. You know what I mean? The ninja is catchy, right? I'm not saying it's right.
What to be ninja?
I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's not offensive. But, when it's catchy, it's catchy. What are you going to do, right? Like we fucking… Look, it's hard with shit like that because we grew up on it. You know what I mean? It's a part where there's the nostalgia factor there.
I feel so guilty too when my fucking shoulders start moving. I'm like, oh, God damn it. It's so hard. Like fucking… I Believe I Could Fly. You telling me you motherfuckers, that song comes on, you're not feeling lifted in the air?
Oh man.
I'm not talking about, would you like to come with me from Africa? I'm not talking about.
But I will say this, like knowing what I know about the respective artists, like Kanye, like R.
It
Kelly.
It taint their shit a little bit.
Definitely,
though.
100% taints the shit. I can't feel the same way.
Michael Jackson never got tainted because nothing was proven.
Exactly. See, MJ's different. MJ's different. All allegations.
Like I said, I saw a video of him talking about tatas.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this motherfucker didn't do it.
You don't talk about tatas if you're a fucking pedophile. Exactly. You know?
Calling women fishies and shit. Here, fishy, fishy. Come here, fishy, fishy. Come on now.
Yeah. Well, hey, MJ was a real motherfucker, though. Like, if you see some of the behind the scenes shit, like some of the things he says in his sass, that dude's a fucking G, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
You know? And again, it was allegations. Nothing was. Look, was he weird? Hell fucking yeah, he was weird. Was he a pedophile?
Yet I can't
say. Can't say, you know?
Yet to be proven. And I would rather believe he didn't do it.
Yeah, well, he ain't no fucking Bill Cosby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like Bill that Cosby motherfucker.
Bill Cosby was like a hero to me. So like when that happened, that shit was actually pretty bad for me. Because when that happened, you know, I legit had my favorite comics on my wall in my room.
Yeah.
It was Dave Chappelle. It was Bill Cosby and Eddie Murphy. Mm. Those were my three idols growing up, especially in the comedy space, right?
Yeah.
His nose is just like my dad's. Like, my dad has Bill Cosby's nose, dude.
Oh, man.
And I had to take that poster down, man. I was like, damn,
but
man.
You did. Hey, look, that's not allegedly. That's proven, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I guess, kind of fucked up that he didn't spend the rest of his life in jail, to be honest with you. I know. For the shit that he's done and the lives that he's ruined, that motherfucker deserves to rot in jail. You know?
That fool got a Jackie Chan nose on him, dude. Well, guys, that wraps up this episode of the Genius Brain Podcast. You can catch Genius Brain every Sundays at 12 p.m. on all your audio listening stuff and on YouTube.
We got the SSGB20 code for 20% off, secretsociety.com. One-time use, but no exclusions. You can get 20% off one item or any item, everything we have, our whole catalog.
Yep. Genius Brain every Sunday at 12 p.m. We'll see y'all next time.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.